Mr. Obama avoided one potentially embarrassing moment on the floor of the General Assembly. His speech was followed by Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, but the two men did not meet. President Obama was given plenty of time to leave before the Libyan leader got to the podium. This was Gaddafi's first time at the UN. His trip has been met with protests over where he might pitch his Bedouin tent, and as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, his speech was, to say the least, unusual.
Wearing a brown robe and a huge black pin of Africa on his chest, Colonel Gaddafi used his UN debut to rail against what he sees as the inequalities of the UN system. But in a rambling speech that lasted more than an hour and a half, he also had high praise for President Obama, once referring to him as my son.
We, as a matter of fact, that we Africans are happy, proud that one son of Africans governs the United States of America of Africa. This is a historic event. We are content and happy if Obama can stay forever as a president of the United States of America.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice exited the room before the speech, leaving low-level note-takers in their places to hear Gaddafi talk and talk. The Libyan leader, who had some handwritten notes but no written speech, offered his theory on swine flu, saying it might have been created for military purposes. He talked about piracy off the coast of Somalia and delved into history, demanding to know who killed John F. Kennedy. The speech went on so long that his interpreter, exhausted, finally gave up and asked a UN staffer to help. The Libyan leader was mainly complaining about the UN Security Council, which he says should be called the Terror Council, and he said the UN has failed to promote peace.
65 wars broke out after the establishment of the United Nations and after the establishment of the Security Council and after this establishment.
Gaddafi's visit comes at a sensitive time, shortly after he welcomed home the only man convicted of blowing up Pan Am Flight 103, a man released from Scotland on medical grounds. The protests have been so strong here that the Libyan government had to back off from plans to pitch Gaddafi's tent at a Libyan diplomat's home in New Jersey, and today the town of Bedford, New York, took down a tent that was apparently put up for the eccentric Libyan leader. One protester outside the UN today, Mohammed El-Jahmi, says emotions are running high.
This is a mass murder. Killed Americans. I mean, you know, they to come and set up shop and set his tent. He's rubbing salt to the American wounds. That is one thing. He's also rubbing salt to my wound, my personal wound. I'm an American citizen. He killed my brother.
His brother, Fatih El-Jahmi, was a prominent political prisoner, believed to have been tortured for several years in a Libyan jail. He died earlier this year. Mohammed El-Jahmi spoke to NPR early today as he got in place for a long day of protests.
Unless you shut doors in Gaddafi and tell him to play with the rules and restrict him, he will always find a way. And the State Department made a mistake. They should have restricted him to the island of Manhattan, but they didn't.
The State Department did prevent Gaddafi from staying in New Jersey, but has not restricted his travel. Gaddafi didn't address the issue in his speech, though he did suggest that the UN General Assembly move somewhere else next year so that delegations wouldn't have to face the same security restrictions and maybe wouldn't be so jet-lagged. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the United Nations.